This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Good morning, I'm Anna Palmer.
And I'm Jake Sherman.
And welcome to the Daily Punch, brought to you by Punch Bowl News. It's Wednesday, April 13th, 2022. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines of the day. Number one, President Joe Biden's escalating language when it comes to Ukraine. Number two, the latest on the Hawaii congressman who's flying for Hawaiian Airlines. And number three, crypto.com gets into the lobbying game. All right, Jake, let's get into it. We are leading this morning's Punch Bowl News AM newsletter with a look at how President Joe Biden has been kind of pushing the envelope when it comes to describing Russia and its actions as it relates to the invasion and the war going on in Ukraine.
Yeah, two interesting things happened yesterday. Number one, President Joe Biden called the what Vladimir Putin is doing in Ukraine a genocide. That is an uptick from where he has been traditionally on this conflict. They've avoided the State Department and other administration officials have avoided you calling it a genocide. That's number one. Number two, Joe Biden is stepping up weapons shipments to Ukraine, heavier, more lethal weapons, including helicopters, howitzer cannons, coastal defense drones, protective suits to safeguard personnel in case of a chemical, biological, and nuclear attack. This is according to the Washington Post, and Reuters first broke the story. So it does seem, and one more thing, NBC News reported that they're going to share, the U.S. is going to share better intelligence with the Ukrainians. It does seem that this, combine these two things, the weapon shipment and the terming of Vladimir Putin's actions in Ukraine a genocide, it does seem as if this has reached a new stage. And this comes as Vladimir Putin has said that the peace talks, the so-called peace talks, are at a dead end between the U.S. and Russia and Ukraine. So it appears, with Congress kind of out of town for the week, that this has reached a new phase for the United States.
Yeah, absolutely. And it certainly is something that, you know, you've seen Republicans being pushing kind of aggressively for this administration to move more, to move faster, to be more direct, to try to really push back on Putin. So going to be interesting to see, once Congress comes back, you know, is this something that Biden is applauded for, or is it just something that is just in the next kind of phase of this fight, you know, where the U.S. is in terms of, you know, it's obviously continued support for Ukraine, but where and how can the U.S. pull the levers to try to get Russia to back down? Clearly, the talks, as you said, between, you know, Russia and Ukraine have not amounted to much yet, which I think is, you know, troubling, obviously, and it just, you know, kind of looks to making this conflict is not something that's going to go away anytime soon.
Yeah, no, it's, we don't, I mean, our reporting would indicate that there's no end here. And furthermore, on top of that, we should note that Mitch McConnell yesterday, speaking in Kentucky, suggested that the Congress is almost certainly going to have to pass another supplemental spending bill for Ukraine. So more money going to the Ukrainians from the United States on top of the, I think, roughly $13 billion or $14 billion that the U.S. just passed. I mean, I've heard from many members of Congress that this is not going to end anytime soon, you know, in Congress.
All right, let's move on to the number two story of the morning. You have been doggedly reporting on this, Jake, I must say, of one of the Democratic representative from Hawaii, Kai Kahili, who has gotten some flack for the fact that he has exhaustively been using the proxy voting that Speaker Pelosi has allowed because of COVID, and at the same time has a side gig flying with Hawaiian Airlines. What's the latest?
Anna, could I have a side gig flying with some commercial airline, or is that against Punchbowl News policy?
That is definitely against Punchbowl News rules.
Because I was thinking, I'm a big big aviation fan. I would love to take on some routes for a major U.S. carrier, but I guess that's not in the mix for me. So, okay, Mr. Kahili is a freshman congressman from Hawaii who is flying A330s for Hawaiian Airlines. A lot of people listen to this podcast on Capitol Hill, and you know, because you work for members of Congress, or you are a member of Congress, that you don't have a job besides, or most of the time don't have a job besides being a member of Congress, which is, many would say, more than a full-time job if you just ask the family and friends of people who are members of Congress. Mr. Kahili flies A330s on both domestic and international routes. Now, they forwarded us an email from between Kahili's chief of staff and Tom Russ, the staff director of the Ethics Committee, who said that it would be okay to have this job, but recusals should be handled on a case-by-case basis. Now, as we pointed out in the Midday Edition, Hawaiian Airlines lobbies Congress. They lobby on a whole host of bills, many of which Kahili is a co-sponsor of, so he's directly involved in considering legislation that his part-time employer is looking to influence, which is, again, quite unique. And Kahili's on Transportation Infrastructure and the Aviation Subcommittee on Transportation and Infrastructure. So, interestingly, Michael Arne, the congressman's spokesperson, said to us that Kahili has flown three flights for a total of 14.2 hours and has earned roughly $2,900, $2,861.90 if we want to be exact, this year. In 2021, the congressman flew nearly $29,151.79 worth of flights. A few thoughts here. This does indicate that he was likely flying for Hawaiian Airlines while he was voting proxy in Congress. He's at home. He says it's because of the coronavirus. He's scared of it, but he is definitely flying flights since he hasn't. Not definitely. He's most likely flying flights because he hasn't voted in Washington since January. John Bresnahan and I were trying to figure out where he was flying to for three flights for 14.2 hours. We were unable to do so.
Besides just the flights, right? Like, obviously it's an unusual situation, but the bigger issue is he's on committees writing bills that affect directly his outside employer.
And not only his outside employer, his wife is a flight attendant. His sister, when he was elected to Congress, he said his sister was a flight attendant for Hawaiian too. So this is a bit of a family affair, and I find this highly problematic. I mean, personally, as a reporter, I think this is quite strange. This would be it's tough to think of a bigger conflict. Like, it might not conflict him personally, meaning it's not as if he personally would benefit in many cases from this arrangement. But it does seem to me as if Hawaiian Airlines would obviously benefit from this, from having one of their employees in Congress. Furthermore, like, is he taking some of the perks that Hawaiian Airlines offers, free flights, things of that nature? They didn't answer those questions. But again, we often say, Anna, and have been saying for years, that it's not what's illegal, it's what's legal that's strange. I just find this to be incredibly bizarre.
All right, let's go to the number three story of the morning, the downtown download, as we like to call it. Crypto.com has inked a lobbying deal with S3. S3 will be, quote unquote, advocating on behalf of users of cryptocurrency and the process of how consumers invest, save, trade in the digital place. Of course, Crypto.com is a Singapore-based company and have been making a lot of names for itself. Recently getting the naming rights of the Los Angeles Lakers and the Clippers. Areno has also, this is not its first representation, Jake. They've also signed with Miller Strategies, Sidley Austin, Blue Star Strategies, and K&L Gates. I covered downtown for a really long time. I think the crypto space is something that is clearly blowing up in terms of just the amount of money and industry and mind share that folks are now starting to pay to it. But when companies like this come to Washington, it's because they know that they are going to face much more intense regulation, and they're trying to get out ahead of it in some cases.
Yeah, that's right. There are a lot of people who are, a lot of crypto companies, digital asset companies that are signing up to get into the crypto space and to look for representation in DC. Let's think of them again, the minimum of what is coming for the crypto space. Like, it's a very highly unregulated, maybe not unregulated, but new industry, right? Like, Congress takes a while to wrap its arms around things like this, right? And if you are a company like this, you're smart to get ahead of that and to start thinking about how you can communicate your message to lawmakers. And remember, many people who listen know this, members of Congress are slow adapters, let's say, in this space, in new spaces, not only this space, in new spaces. So, I assume we'll see a lot more of this.
Absolutely. And certainly this will come up in our upcoming conversation. We are just 2 weeks away from our first event in this new series, Investing in Tomorrow Today. We are going to be speaking with Representative Patrick McHenry, the Republican from North Carolina, on equitable access to capital and credit. That's on Wednesday, April 27th at 9 a.m. You can join us in person or watch virtually. You can go to our events hub at punchbowl.news to sign up for that, and we hope you do. And with that, thanks so much for listening. We really appreciate it. Please leave us a rating and review. Share about the Daily Punch. It's the best way for folks to find out about us. You can sign up for Punchbowl News at punchbowl.news. Have a great day and stay safe.